We're holding. We're holding Simen Shini Yotches, Sif Test. Basically, we learned Sif Test. We saw the sugya of Melach. Melach Yesho Imrim, the Milcho, Tzricha Milcho, Bishulo, Kibisra Zetura. So it's Mevor, that Bishra Zetura also is hard to cook, and you're allowed to put Bishra Zetura into a Klirishon if it's not a Gabeish. However, the place can speak out, this is Afka Bishra Zetura, I mean the Bosar Shor, which is hard to be Mevashel. Other types of Bosar, chicken, and other types of Bosar, the place can be down, the Tazan Simin Samachtes, Sivkot Nechav Gimel, Mashal. Other types of meat, we don't find such a musig that it needs a lot of vishul. And well, the poskim are basically machmir by other types of meat. There's a lot of read about this, what type of meat is kosher levashul, what type of meat is easier to cook. There's a whole noise about boser egel, but mashar, just a baby. Is it kosher levashul, not kosher levashul? The more Baba Kamen says, shor ben yoimei kori shor. All noise, what type of meat? It's not so negev, it's maninu. But with my name, you have to know all our meat is me'ubit. Not all our meat, unless you buy special meat from hakis. But our meat, they do ibut it before they sell it to you. What do you mean it's frozen? The better I mention they buy fresh meat, maybe they have a challenge. Maybe for them we mutter, but I don't know. But a lot of meat today is me'ubat. Negev, it's important to know, in Bosar B'chol, it's more negev, the Shailis, our Bosar is not the Bosar that Chazal spoke about, hard to be belea, our Bosar that's Mubad is a lot easier to be belea, it's a lot easier to get cooked, it's already has 10% of water inside, but besides, Bosar has the water to make it soft, to make it, they push in water, not to gain more money by the pound, but they do it, because, the reason why they do it, all over the world they do it, push it to make it easier and softer, to be more easier to cook. Really, the halachas of bishul will not necessarily be the same halachas like it says over here. If it's negate anybody, it's putting raw meat into fruition. The mechaber brings from the rishonim bosar meluach, even if it's a bosar shor, it will be a problem to put into fruition. And the whole big machlik is why, a lot of days why, there are more rights. That is not because of the melach, the reason why it says meluach, because if it's not maluach anyway, it's also because of dam shaboy. But the sibat is because of the lachlucha shaboy. That's what Mishmur Mikzan or Mele. If you dry it, the grass in Sif Yudzayim and they really bring from Chuvas Asma meat that you dry from the outside, you could put into creation. You don't have to worry about this. Some stab when the Gemara said you could put in Bosal Shor into creation. We're talking about you dried out the whole piece of meat. Case every meat has lachluchas inside, but you said over here it has lachluchas on the outside. Maybe if you dry it out, only then you can put it in hot water from a Klirishon. This is the day of the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Mishneh Berurah. There's other days in this Indian, the Mishneh Berurah of Kodesh Sadeh Gimel brings other days. However, if it's Negev for somebody, you have to learn through putting raw meat into hot water. It's important to know all the protein. Okay, the end of the Ramah. The end of the Ramah writes, what happens if someone was over? Is there by cooking melach. Look at this. That means there's no hetter to put a melach al gabi klirishon shal gabi yesh. What's the halacha of somebody who's over the isra vishal of melach, says the Mishneh Berurah, says the Ramah, v'im ovar v'notan melach, afilu b'klirishon, afilu hu al ha'esh. That means look at this, it's also. There's nobody holds this mutter, shavad isura, mutter ha'maychol. The maychol is mutter, there's no din maysi shabbos on the maychol. Why? The melach, botel al gabi ha'maychol. He did Ma'aseh Shabbos to the Melach. The Melach is bottle al gabe amaychol. This is the Ramah from the Shiboida Aleket b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha. And over here there's two big sugis to deal with this Rabbeinu Simcha. The first noise in Rabbeinu Simcha is Sezvah Pela. We learned in the beginning of Simen Shini Ches Ma'aseh Shabbos is not bottle. Since it's a double Jewish Lamatirin, it's motor after Shabbos. There's no din bittel by Ma'aseh Shabbos. In the beginning of the Simen we spoke about even Kubit, it's a big machlok, it's about the person himself, which it is also Lo'ilam. Kubri is no it's a bitl. But zikhe, for the person to the shegiv, it's mutl lacha Shabbos, there's no heter of bitl of Ma'aseh Shabbos. So what does the Shiboyla leket mean? The melach botl al gabi ha'maychol. Says the Ben Simcha, it's probably here b'ktsone in the Be'alocha. Ben Simcha says, no, over here melach al gabi bosor is different, and melach that you will mavashal on Shabbos is bottle. Why? Since the Gemara is mavur that melach is kosher is bashal, takes a long time to cook. Mamela says the Rabbeinu Simcha, this that we see that the salt melts, that's not the bishul. Salt melts, but the bishul takes a long time afterwards. So now it was nisbatal before the Isser. What's the Isser? Ma'aser Shabbos to cook melach. Cooking melach takes a long time. Kibishu de tura. When you cook the melach, it was very enoy. It was very bottle. But when you cook the melach, it was very bottle. So there's no problem to eat the bottle because the bittul happened before the Isser. And that's what Rabbeinu Simcha says. The Be'alocha and the Vermaspa Lemova brings it down. Talk about what about tavlin? If a person put in the spices by mistake and the chlorishin shagabi eish, they have the same svara that's nisbatal before it's bishul or not. Pashas Rabbeinu Simcha is mashma only melach. That's mamish nimoyach. This that you put in black pepper and gets mixed with everything else, the mashmoy says it's not, but the Be'alocha ends off with tzorachin, could you say? Now, move off from the Rabbeinu Simcha, Bal Korcha, there was soymech on this day, b'dayevit, that milcho, tzricha milcho b'shulo, k'bisho d'etura. Notice the machlokes is sure, machlokes is the Gemara. Even though, this is not following the klal we learned at the beginning of the Tzimin, that every time there's machlokes, ma'aser Shabbos is k'memuta b'dayevit. Why? Over here, v'adei also b'chatchila. It's also the chatchil to put salt into a pot of gabi esh. Afa pikin, and b'dayevit, with sermich on the shita, that holds that tzricha milcha b'shulah k'bisha d'tura. When it melted, that wasn't the bishul. And melted wasn't bishul. And b'mele was mevotel before the issue was done. So b'mele is no issue of Ma'aser Shabbos. So this is what we're talking about, the melach of those days. The melach from those days, Tzricha Mishlo Bishula Kibisha Datura, says Rabbeinu Menoach, B'dayevid it's bottle. Rabbeinu Simcha. So now, one thing you see from Rabbeinu Simcha, that the Nimoach is not the Bishul. I mean, let's say somebody has Steinsalz, Himalayan salt, and he wants to cook it before Shabbos, we'll be able to use it on Shabbos. He wants to be used to the Kol HaDeis, the Rambam wants to cook it. How long does he have to cook it for? If you just cook it on the fire, even if they cook it after it melts. The Rabbeinu Simcha says that's not the bishul. This we spoke last time. Some people learn kibishul the turmans you have to cook it on the fire. Rabbeinu Menoach is more not like that. Kibishul the turmans it takes a long time. First it melts, and it's still not bishul. It takes a long time to cook afterwards. So when is it called mavushul called tzorkoi? It's not simple. It's not really possible to know unless you cook it for a very, very long time. Like bishul the tura for a few hours, you're going to say it's not cooked. So we see from Rabbeinu Simcha that the Indian of Milchot Tzricha Bishula Kibisha Deturo, it means it takes a long time to get cooked. Nimoyach is not a simon of Bishul. Okay. Now, Lenu Bizmanenu, Melach Bizmanenu. The Melach Bizmanenu, we said, but that says it's not cooked v'chal. Somebody that wants to put in a shont, salt on top of a shont, we said the Vahu didn't find a heter to put salt on top of a shont, three salt and a shont on Shabbos. So if somebody wants to cook the melach, wants somebody what they have in Benebra, if they have melach for Shabbos, salt and klish lishir, no, I'm not saying klish lishir. Okay, according to all the poskim that say klish lishir, that so you must see no davar for klish lishir, klish lishir is mutter. However, you challenge the davar gush. I'm here to get the problem. Moshe is not the davar gush klish lishir? Salt? I don't know such a Moshe. Ramoshe, I know Ramoshe about Ein Bishul Al Chabushul Davalach. You mean that Ramoshe? I don't know. He's saying on what? What's he saying on? What's the subject? The Yireim and the Raviyo. What's the subject by Melech? You have to know what Ramoshe was talking about Melech. Maybe Ramoshe's son is Melech was Mavushul. I'm gonna read it. Let's read. No, we said that from the street. Rabbi said, the street, what the people use when he add, I don't know what he has. The street has the salt. The salt of the Gemara, of the Tanoim, Damo Yiloim, and Shulchan Aruch, which is Steindel, that the Mishnah says, Melech Shachikrim. The second type of salt, which all the place can call from the Rishon, Melech Shalonu. Melech Shalonu is Nispashel, and is Embish Racham Bishel. Then what we call today Melech Bizmanenu, in Tashem Pei Gimel, when Melech is only baked, it's not cooked at all. The Rabbi is talking about to be mitzvah to Tassar Shulchan Aruch, he writes. He's talking to Rabbi, the Hamidina, I didn't see it before, now I'm telling what it says inside, black and white. The Hamidina, Aphila Beklirishon Shari, Ayin Ramosif Tess, and Mishvurus of Kotten Ayin Aleph. He's talking about salt that's Medina, Aphila Beklirishon is Mutta. Which salt is Mutta even Beklirishon? Regular salt, Steinsalz. Or salt in his Vashul. He's talking about salt that's not even McLaren. Yeah, unless you find some salt. I don't know. Okay. I bet Nachlik is me and Abayi. Maybe it's going to be the last Nachlik, isn't it? Can you still think? I'm supposed to say Josh or goodbye. I don't know exactly what to say. This will be the Josh. Yeah. I don't know. And then over here it says Melach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mogan Avrom, the Prima Gondor is the Mogan Avrom. Melech Shalonu has a Kula and a Chumna. Has a Kula, the what? It's Embish Lech Abishul. Has a Chumna, that's not the original, it's not a stone, it's not a hard stone, it's not Melech Atrich Abishul or Kabish. It's very easy to cook. It's, I don't know, Kalabishul or regular. Because it's Mutter, yeah. But the Tava Gosh. No, I'll say it like this. Rabbi Tzai, in Mechezman, Rabbi is saying Moedic Mechezman. Rabbi Tzai, I agree with Rabbi Mechezman. I want to tell something like this. I don't know, maybe you could. I don't have the places to make Tzirufim of different Machliks, and why? Because you'll see, I don't know if it's probably a Mazel, there's something, you have to have a special Chush, and have big places to know what to be Mitzarf. I'll tell you the most like this. Rav Moshe is not mitzarif this case. Double gush, right? But Rav Moshe is mitzarif double gush from Beka Dinit Mutter. Sit test. Rav Moshe says in the case of Sif test, when Rechave says Shemelach Mutter litin b'toichoy. And the Ramah just says, Amach Metovah Elov Brocha, says Ramosha, you don't have to be worried about Amach Metovah Elov Brocha in the Chumra Baklisheni, Adobe Gush. That's what Ramosha says. Black and white, Ramosha, we have Amach Metovah Elov Brocha. What about in the Chumra of Klisheni, they have Amach Metovah Elov Brocha with Klisheni, says Ramosha, that you don't have. On Adobe Gush. What is the mistake? No, not Pesavlin. I don't know, Rabbi Shah, you have to spin it longer. From what I see now, Rabbi Shah puts two things together. He says, on six tests, we have Machmas Tava Brocha, and Dava Gush, you don't have to worry about it. Klishishi, right. Klishishi, yeah, but we're Dava Gush. Okay. Well, once again, I'll just say one more other thing. Okay, we'll fight afterwards. The Maimon Muska, it's not part of the Chavur, but again, what he's saying in Tzirufim. I'll tell you the Moshul, from this simon itself, we find sometimes they make Tzirufim, that for us it's hard to understand how they make Tzirufim. Tzirufim, and again, this is the Reise, and they're saying, no, make it in Akumut, you can make it. And other times, we find it sounds to us like a Chumra, we find one of the Rishonim, and for some reason, on that they close. I'll give it two cases. We find one case they make tirufim even when they get pesha deraisa. Another case we find that for some reason they don't make tirufim. If you ask me, I'll tell you fakert. Lamosho. Rabbi Shah, this is a famous, this is what Rabbi Shah says. Rabbi Shah says we're dealing with embe shel achabishul betziru for dava gush. You have a dava shen special ketchup, I think I'm just talking about. Ketchup, to put, or maybe it's all this stuff, to put a liquid in his bashul. When it's tannin, to put on double gush. Says the Moshe, for sure it can be mekel. Double gush of chumre, and double lash when it's tannin. Says the Moshe, Rav Moshe's washing is a chumre ba'al Moshe machmerin on double lash when it's bashul. Okay? Because Rav Moshe is no gnocha. Now, if you look in the machlokes in the chavon Rav Moshe, pesvayim zichem won't be mekel. The old pesvayim is a deraita. It's a deraita. And even according to the Rav Moshe, the machlokes is how under Rav Moshe. Did Rav Moshe learn nachshon nistanin? Is it deraita or the rabbon? Says Rav Moshe, nachshon nistanin. Chumah b'alme. You have any other chupim you could be mekel? If you would ask anybody here, if everybody has such a shalom an esrig, for the second day yontif the rabbonon, they would have to, the machaber says it's possible with the rabbonon on the second day. People would say, whoa, machmer, what's it called? Over here we're dealing with even Yisuri Shabbos, the machaber holds Issa Dereisa. In the Ramo, the machlok is held in the Ramo, Issa Dereisa not. After picking the first one, say, eh, Tava Gush, this is a chumra ba'omra, that makes the rufim, that means that makes, it's very easy to make the rufim by lach shenistan. And this, it seems the reason is because Ramo already says the minig is local. When you come to other machlokes, and let's say you come to Siv Hei, you come to Siv Hei, when we're dealing with machlokes Yerushalayim about bishul hachafir, yes bishul hachafir, em bishul hachafir, we have shita of the machlokes Rav Yoan Sefer Yireim. Yireim is very machmer. Rav Yoan says what you're talking about is no problem. For some reason, in those cases, every time we're dealing with bishul hachafir, the first time on mitzarf kulis. For some reason, now if you would ask me, I would tell you, in certain machlokes, what's easier to mitzarf kulis? But for some, the place can have places also have a chush to know what yeah, what not. To me, it's very hard to know when yeah, when not. Sometimes a place can make a mitzvah, even though it's the right thing. And sometimes when it seems like chumris, like Rabbi Chumris, the place can say no. Sit as yireim, we take it all away. What the pshat? I don't know. This is my mamuske. Somebody has to use when you find one time truth in the place can use it for everything else. I myself, I don't know when yet truth, when not truth, unless you have one of the place can say what to be mitzvah. And could be the sheresh hadover is mustama. What is? We see the minig in halacha is very very strong. The minig neged deraisis, the poskim amikol. When the minig is a hachmer, even though it's chumris, but then the poskim amachmer. This seems to be sheresh hadover. That means we love that to take upon the chumra hadover in iser deraisa not. We tell what's the minig? If klaisol is noig one way, then we don't botch from it, even though it comes out a bit cooler. Minig of klaisol to be machmer by sefirim. We don't budge from it, even though it seems like chumah gabe chumah. This is what it seems. This is the copy of this. Now this Rav Moshe, all Rav Moshe, what I saw, black and white, says, Sif Tes, it could be Mekel, double kush. Okay, let's go back then. Salt by chon. We're holding by salt and chon. Somebody wants to, like in Bnei Brak, they want to have melach shal Shabbos. How long do they have to cook it for? Now, not dealing with the salt of the Gemara. That means bishul the Torah. Our salt is very easy to cook. But how long do you have to cook it for? I don't know. Because the mice, you cook it till it melts. Melting, we're saying over here, is not called bishul. It's what the whole rabbinic symbol. How the company makes it, I don't know. Yeah. Which company does melt in its bashul? I don't know. Oh, so after last chavur, Rav Nochum came over here and said, what I said is not so meduptik. I was saying what I know from a few years ago, that they bake melach for half an hour. He says he knows mitachidia, and Toshim Pei Gimel, it's illegal to sell salt unless it was baked on high heat for 120 minutes, 2 hours. They put in this big tanner and they bake it for 2 hours. It's illegal. If you cook it for 100 minutes, it's illegal. 120 minutes is legal. What? Bake. Today they only bake it. Today they bake in a tanner. Rav Nochum said he saw it's illegal. It needs 120 minutes. That means it's a mod nezach. You cook it for 100 minutes, it's still not pearl on the salt. What has to be pearl? 120 minutes. After 120 minutes, it does something. That means. Even today's melach, that it's not kibush the Torah, but we see the zikr is a change after 120 minutes being baked. You see, there's a change. What is it? I don't know. Some what's called vushul kol tzorkoi? I'm not sure. Could it be easier because it was baked already? So it's easier to kibush kol tzorkoi. I don't know. Somebody wants melach for Shabbos, you should be my eye in the sugya how you have to cook it, how long. Okay. So when I said b'di'evid, this whole Rabbeinu Simcha is saying we're being soymich on the first malach of the Mechaber, on Rabbi Shonim. The melach is kosel is bashel, kibitzi de turo, melach is bashel, it's nisbatel, before it's nisbashel. Now there's another teretz from Shlomo Kluger, and this is where we're going to build up now, to have another heter, another big heter, klapi, what we learned in the beginning of the Sugya of Maaseh Shabbos, which the G'dayla Poskim speak about this Rabbeinu Simcha, to use this as a heter in Maaseh Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Kluger and Sefer Chaim says like this. It's a different Torah. It's a more simple Torah. It's easier to understand. What's the pshat in Melech has nisbashel al gabi ha-meichel ay tzedovor sheyesh le-matirin? And some people learn this is good for Rabbeinu Simcha's Kavona. He says like this, even if you learn, not like that means Bishla Datura. Melach gets cooked quick. But when does it get cooked? It gets cooked. When you see it's melted, that means it gets cooked. The melting is the cooking of Melach. That's it. In such a case, what a person called in the Yeredeya, Isser Shainoyle Betaruvus. That means like this, the Isser wasn't Nikkei before with this battle. The Isser and the Bittel come of Asachas. It means when's the Bishl? The Bishl is when it melts. When it melts, it gets Mevotel also. So the Isser and the Bittel come of Asachas. In such a case, the person can say there's no problem with Dovah Shesha Matirin. It's big when you're there over here. It's also brought down over here later on in Simen Shin, Shin Chof Siv Beis. Gigis, Sheyeshbo, Yain, and Anovn. And the Yain is coming out of the Anovn still on Shabbos. And it's better to be Osir. That Yain is Osir. And beside the chrom of Bittel, about Yeshua Maturin, Achre Shabbos, it shouldn't be Nisvatel. After Fikin says in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chof Beis, Shin Chof Siv Beis, that he could, the Gigis, Yeshua Zanovn, the Yain, he allowed to drink the Yain on Shabbos, and we don't say, Dovah Yeshua Maturin ain't a bottle. Why? Because since the Yain was never Nikr B'fin Atzmai, as soon as the wine came out, it went to the rest of the wine, it was never Nikr B'fin Atzmai, and there's no problem Dovah Yeshua Maturin. This is called in the Lost Nafais, came the Isser, there was no lad in the Taruvais. The whole issue was only noilad in the taruvis. It only became as soon as it became osir. Notice when the yain is zav from the anovim, it's already in the taruvis. It was never nikkah before. Even the davar shesh matrin is bottle. The Mele says, "Sirish of Sirma Kluger, this is the pshat by melach. Melach, even forget about the melach of the old yoshin. You don't have to come on that it gets bottle before it gets cooked. Even happens at the same time. It happens at the same time, but it was never nikkah before it was come bosha. As soon as it gets cooked, it gets melted into the food. Mele, there's no problem with Dovah Shesha Matirin. Mele, Maiseh Shabbos is bottled B'chayi Gavna. This is how Rav Kugel learns the Pshat and Melech. Mele, come all the person, my practical shaylas. When somebody was over Issa, he didn't know his halachis, and they add water to that chalm, or they add water to that chicken soup, in a way that's also. In a way that he didn't have a heter. What happens when it comes to you, shayla, Maiseh Shabbos. Somebody was over, is a mutter to eat a strong on Shabbos or not? Comes the Bidel, I'm not saying the Maise, I'm saying what they speak about this Rabbeinu Simchi here, and this Rav Shlomo Kluger, about as soon as you pour in the water in the chont, we're not talking about a totally dry chont, when it's still, you did it like we said, you shouldn't do it when it's, what's it called? You shouldn't do it when it's totally dry again, the problems then, or Abish Lachafir, you did it when you saw it was still water, as soon as you pour it in, it gets mixed in with the water, when is the Yeter? When you put it in, when it gets Nispashal. As soon as it's Nispashal, it's ready with Tarubis. So is it not about Arubis, Yikov Yisermich, or Bezich Betziruf, or have Rabbeinu Simcha, and Tzivtes, that says, Melach is bottle, and Melach is no Yisra Baita Shabbos, I Dover Shesh Matirin, it's not about Arubis, it's no problem Dover Shesh Matirin, but here we have a new way to give Heterim, Klape, Maita Shabbos, from this, Rabbeinu Simcha. Okay, so this is one child of Rabbeinu Simcha. On the second issue of Rabbeinu Simcha is, what we hear this name is Rubber himself brings down, Sivkot Nain Gimel. Laf agav demidi dover the time aloi bottle. How can you say bittel b'gabi melach? Yemargash etam the melach. Anytime yemargash etam, there's no bittel the melach. Says Rabbeinu Simcha. Enichnami, it's a problem. We're talking about a case. When you added melach, when you already put the melach before Shabbos. You put on, Shani hocha da vizev is a goyrim. The hocha maidi. We make a kimte. Say nimlach gamke mikvar be'erev Shabbos. You didn't put enough salt. You add on salt in Shabbos v'eser. And this salt they put in now is not enough to be moistiv tam. In such a case, zev is a gerim, and mele, it doesn't ask for mitzad milso davidi the time. There's a mission in Orla. Mission in Orla says, Sa'or shel chulin v'shel truma. You took Sa'or, sa'ar of chulin, sa'ar shel truma, and you put it into Yisra, and nechmat to Yisra, the loch is zev is a gerim, it's mute. If ein bezeket el ha'achmet, ve'em bezeket el ha'achmet, so mele's mute lozom, zev is a gerim, it's mute. So mele says, so this is Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha says Melach is bottle, and it's probably in two sugis. Number one, because it's gotten the Moach before, that's no problem with Dovah Shesh Matirin. I'm also Dovah the time, we're talking about Zev Zegurim. If you put only salt in Shabbos, it would be a problem. And see the Mr. Bird, the Sarachins of Kodesh Tzadik Ches, is Mitzar, even been made in such a case. Why? Is Machlek is Mitzal David the time, is Yerisa Deraisa, it's not bottle? Because we say, you might see a Margosh Etam, so even if you have Shishim Knegdoi, but bottle, not bottle in the Torah, or some person says only the Rabbon, not bottle. So it's not the days of the Rabbon. You have a good in the beginning of the Simen that says, "Vayishad Rabbon." You could be mitzvah if you even made it. Maybe he says even made it, you should not do it. Okay, so we have Rabbeinu Simcha that says by Steinsaltz, somebody adds Steinsaltz to your cholent on Shabbos on Gabi Reish, the melech is bottled, there's no problem. What's the din of melech, what they call melech shalonu? Bezman ha'gdoy le'achronim, melech shalonu is mevushal. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Ayin Gimel. Avo! V'hani me'li be'melech shanasi mechafiro. This whole Rabbeinu Simcha is dafka melech shanasi mechafiro. Steinsaltz. Avo be'melech shanasi mimayim shen alashlin, ein leser ha'meichel be'kol oifin. Be'kol oifin. Be'melech that's mevushal, you don't after b'kol oifin, that means you put it al gabi klirishin, shal gabi esh, it's not a problem. Why? Because ein bishalach ha'bishal, even if you didn't put any melech before Shabbos, you forgot to put salt in your chont on Shabbos, somebody came with melech that you already cooked it, and you put in al gabi esh for Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's fine, there's no problem, ein lesser amaychol, even if it's a milsa davidi the timer, because ein bishalach ha'bishal, Bedover Yovish. Even though we don't even the Chatchil, it's also in the Mishnah Berurah, Machmir even says it's been easy, even cliche, because that emas. But with the ever, the person even put a gabi esh, it's fine. It says in the Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Kuf, Ken Mashem Mogen Avrom, Ah, the Chatchil, the Vadi also al esh. The Chatchil is also to put in, even Melach Shalonu, it's also to put al esh. With the ever, it's fine Bechanal. What's Bechanal? Sif Kotan Sadekei, in the old Tusan. Okay. Let's Ramosh Shapira, Amor de Kekashe, what's the heter? Somebody puts shalom on Shabbos, what's the heter? Even if you want to say Embershal Chabishal, but we don't say Embershal Chabishal, it's Nemoach before Akol B'Seder, but my see was over on the Isser to put Al Eish B'Shabbos L'Chavchila. We'll get back to this in a minute. Okay, what about our soul today? Somebody put our soul today in to a chont agabeish. Is a mutar yosur. So you have to know. You have to know if in tray salt you have a svara of nimorach lefnei abishal, or gets cooked before it's nimorach, but you have to, because our salt is very kal. But might you have the shittas of Ravyo. Ravyo says, ein bishal achar afir. So maybe might you can be saying, David, on shittas of Ravyo, that ein bishal achafir. He's brought down a shulchan aruch. He can say, chasam yachan b'David. Ah, you did the mighty, it's a bishul on Shabbos. That's the same like a case of Mishnah Berurah. Whatever you can answer the Mishnah Berurah, you answer, oh, somebody, Arad didn't b'dievet, somebody did it. On the Vagosh, on a chant, even Aleish, b'dievet is always going to be mutter b'dievet, because you had a shita to Rav Yoh, she'em bishul achar afir. Okay, now to answer the child asking here, we're going to go a little more boemic, I hope I don't lose everybody, but if you learned, the room that learned it, shouldn't be very, very, very hard to understand. So it's better than Dvorm Shutim, we're going to say Dvorm Shutim, it's a little chashbonis so of what we learned there. We learned like this, number one, Embish Lachabishal. Someone made us something's cooked before, Betzim Ikadin, there's no problem of being Bishal. Mechzikim Avashal, what's the lach of Mechzikim Avashal by salt? Is the Mechzik Mavashal by salt? Lachar not. It says by Tavlin there's no Mechzik Mavashal. Why? Because Milsi Davidi Le Tavl It's a Kedera. It's only meant to give taste to the Kedera. You're not eating salt. You're not eating chont. So really there's no problem Mechzik Mavashal. So now let's ask a question. What's the problem putting Melach not Melach Bezmaninu Melach Shalonu? You had something that was cooked already. What's the problem putting it on top of a fire on Shabbos? What's the problem taking Melach that was cooked? The Sarachinde. We don't know what it means. We don't know what it means, the Sarachinde. In Memdal, earlier. The Mishnah Berurah says, Chazora, Embish Lachabishal. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Tzadik Beit says, the Vadi is also to put out the Eish, Embish Lachabishal is also to put out the Eish. Why? Over there, the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's a regular din, that you can't put an Embish Lachabishal in Mechzikim Avashal. But now we're doing something that's not Mechzikim Avashal. It's not Mechzikim Avashal. What's the problem to put salt on fire on Shabbos? Or we'll say easier, sugar today. All our sugar today, sugar, brown sugar. If somebody wants to add brown sugar on a shont, how come he can't pick up the lid and put in brown sugar? Is there a problem, b'chol? What? L'chatkila. What's the problem in l'chatkila? What's the problem in chazor? You let it do a vashel. You let it cook. You let it. There's no Mechzik Mavashal by Tavlin. Oh, says Rabbi, there's two different Mechzik Mavashal. He's saying a poshut zach. It's a chizman. People don't have this. There's two types of mechzikim avashal. There's one type of mechzikim avashal even be klisheni. If you had up until now, you can't put stuff into klisheni mechzikim avashal. Tavlin, we say tavlin of mechzikim avashal klisheni. You don't have. That's one type of mechzikim avashal. Now there's another type of mechzikim avashal. A new type of mechzikim avashal which don't exist anywhere in the Gemara. Whoever finds a mekor to this will be appreciated. Mechzikim avashal v'nisin el chatchila al gabei yesh. And I'll tell you, some of them hold, you look in some swarm, they say there's no problem. Some swarm say you want to add water, you don't. If you do an oifen that mutter, they say don't pour it fast, and they get problems on gosser. The whole problem is on gosser. Chazorah, when you have envish al achabishul, envish al achabishul, you take from a fire, doesn't make a difference, envish al achabishul. Chazorah is a problem of bishul. When no problem with bishul, I give you one case of lach, Shalom in Stan, it's lach that's resteach, there's no problem. What if I take something gush? That also an imbish lach and bishul. What is the problem? Mechzikim avashul. Mechzikim avashul, what happened is no. So what is that? No mechzikim avashul. No mechzikim avashul. Some people say, if you have a head to cook, there's no problem of mechzikim avashul, just like a little bit of water on top of the fire. Oh, where did it take? In some form it says, no, for mechzikim avashul. Why is not mechzikim avashul? You're putting something in the kushin gabeish. What? No, you're not putting back in the same pot. You're putting in a different pot. I don't know. No, this whole mechzikim avashul of alayish over in Hushul is also chiddush. Don't say anywhere. We just say that double yovish. Well, who said? Doesn't say anywhere there's a problem of mechzikim avashul when there's no bishul b'chol. So the Yovish says he now from the fire because Mechzikim Avashal. But salt is not Mechzikim Avashal. So you tell me there's a new type of Mechzikim Avashal. No, but the Yovish is Mechzikim Avashal. What is Mechzikim Avashal? What is the Yovish that's not Mechzikim Avashal, there's a problem Mechzikim Avashal. Avgabesh is also Mechzikim Avashal. This is Mishmur Tzepon Tzadik Beis, he says in Dapsa. Look at the Mishmur Tzadik Beis. He says there's a problem. Yeah. This is a gabayesh we're talking about. Right, but the second type of mechzikim avashal doesn't say anywhere. Yeah, I don't have it. We just say different. No, when something lies be'en, we still have mechzikim avashal. When something is not ben, like tavlin, also tavlin, never stays ben. It's not nikka b'chol. It gets very, never, it's not even cold, that thing. That's just for my tavlin. That's just for my tavlin, it's not my tavlin. It's in the time, you don't call the tavlin al shmui. That's what Mr. Brewer learned earlier. So when you have such a case, he doesn't say, well, for the mice, who does it say? It says over here. Over here, this is where it says, This is where it says there's a problem of this nasi kamashal lechatchila aleish. So one second, this is the second step. This is the answer to your kasha. One second. So we have over here a problem of a new din of mechzik kimavashal, which is be'etem the sharatin. This is the sharatin tzadikei in the old pusim. And in the new tfusim, and it's about the new tfusim where they left it the way the Chofetz Chaim wrote it. The Vekon Tzadikei, he says, Gabay Melech HaGabay Yesh, is the Isha de Rabbonon, Mepnei Shinira Kememashel, Vodin Gabay Tzuker. That means, Bishalach, of this, in the Vekon Tzadikei, it says there's a new type of Mechzik Kememashel, sugar, or Melech Shalona that was cooked already, is a new problem of Mechzik Kememashel. Now, we'll take a new shlav, Meshavuot of Cotton Ein Beis, and Saratins of Cotton Kuf, he says, B'di'eved, it's fine. After the chatchilo, b'vadri also aleish. So he's asking, what do you mean? Every chazor is also even b'di'eved. Why is not also b'di'eved? Could be this new type of mechzikim avashal. There's no form of b'di'eved. If you chat, you chat. If you didn't chat, just forget about it. This is my cheshbon is up in this form. You don't have to recover. I don't know. But if you don't answer this, you need a new service. His gvali gekashe. It's kasha, you have to know what the pshat in the mishmaros of Sukkot Ein Beis and Sukkot Kuf. This you have to know. Shall we see him up? Memvov? What?
Mor Shabbos.
Says the what?
Mor Shabbos.
No. Mor Shabbos is a different source. I don't understand this source. He says two terutzim. He says two terutzim, which I don't understand. What? Yeah, but he says different source because not so nicked. He says, I saw Mor Shabbos. And I didn't. What? No, Mor Shabbos says two terutzim. I didn't understand the two terutzim. He says two terutzim. The pshat of the second. This is what he says. Maybe this is what he says. I saw it Mor Shabbos. Maybe after I thought that I saw other places with kitzah. So could be I got it from the Mor Shabbos. But I know he says two sports to end it. And for me, when I saw it, it was doch of moed is to malchem. But maybe this is what he says. No. Only for shoulder sugar.
Yeah.
Membov, I don't know nobody knows what Shalom Sim Membov is. What it means? Hook. Okay, lighter. Okay, let's start getting into. We have 10 minutes left. Plus, I have to go to Roshe. I have to be more on the Roshe. For you. Oh, the rest of the left. Okay, the end of the left says, come to Shalom, for him, stay here. The whole Chabur we're missing, all the Shailas, all the Rabin Tzrichenberg. Okay, before we get to Sifyut, let's just see over here, this mice and Siftes, we saw the Machaber of Klishen. Klishen sometimes falls in between the Sikhim over here. It's again a little bit later on again, but Mavur, Siftes is better, and here's a Sugya, which Mavur, there's a difference between Klishen. Klishen says, Klishen, the Mishnah says, the Ilpus Makderas, Yavir Murul Tochen, Loitin Sechen Tavlin, because Klishen is Mavashel, which is a Siftes. However, the Mishnah finishes off there, that's only brought down here in the Mr. Murul, that I will noisen the Techa Karo, or the Techa Tamcho, or Klisheni, any Mavashel. Tavlin is not a Kalabishel, like we spoke at, Mela is in Betavlin, is not a Mechsekun Vashel. Zoktais is a memo with this. Zoktais is, same. He doesn't understand. Maish no cliche, any cliche. If you have to let this boy, I feel a cliche, you should also be a mavashal. If it's not you have to let this boy, even cliche, not me a mavashal. So please, I'll be teach loshen, we are shloima, lefi. She a cliche, mitoich she omad aloor, doifnoisov chamin. Umachzik choymoi zman merube. Some people made a big ethic of the zman merube, so we'll see, zman merube. Lekach notnu by shir, because man she let this boy also. Avo klisheni, avo gav de yatsu. That is by mutter she ain't the knoyt of chamin, vahoy lechum mitkar. So every London already starts has to deal with the shayla. What's the ikke? The ikke is the klisheni has the fonoy tamachamamois, or the ikke is that the klisheni has the fonoy tamachamamois, and Betzim Blineda will have to speak better this. Hopefully this will be the next time. There's three sugis we have to deal with now. That's Betzim Tonus Chakira. The sugi of Ire, which is Sifyut. Ire creation. It's not in the Tfanes HaMechamreis anymore, but it's not Tfanes HaMechamreis. Then there's the sugi of Dovagush. Is the Bechalamus sugi of Tfanes HaDovagush. And the third one is Matekes. Matekes has the Tfanes HaMechamreis, but not Mikorach Deish. Only Mikorach the food. They got the Tfanes HaMechamreis. Is that called Tfanes HaMechamreis or not? All these three things are big machlixin about. So now, Tosis says that there's a difference between the tfanis. Now some people learn from Tosis is that the dogus of Tosis is man merube. I mean Tosis says Klishon says loshen. Mesim says loshen. He says the apnoi of chamim or machzik chomer is man merube. Some people learn the difference is like this. It takes time to cook. Maybe there's something that machzik chomer is man merube. It'll still stay hot until it's finished getting cooked. Mashen can klisheni. You're not going to put something in there, but it's not going to stay hard enough up until it's manuva, until it's special. The work had moinim. They learn like that, but nice and halacha is not makubal to learn like this chat. The place can nemdon even klisheni. Somebody keeps on changing the water in klisheni. Somebody wants to cook something, you keep on changing the water. The water gets cool, you keep on changing it. And maybe it's hot for a whole time, for a very long time, much longer than even klisheni. Remember mikazis. They all have been ram mikazis. They bring down the. This is how we want to learn Tosha. It takes time, and really, that's the difference between Klishen and Klisheni. I might say, especially from Iri, the most war passes on, yet Iri takes a second, and we say in 1 second it makes Bishol. That means it's not ungenomen that Bishol, the horse is for that Bishol takes time. You have to know what's Psalm Tosha, maybe we'll get back to it. There's a Rashba of Membe, the famous Rashba. Everybody knows from the experiments. The Rashba says, Klisheni does not bring the thing that he put the Sochoi
to Yatzel Edisboy. Klisheni is never going to bring the thing that he put inside to Yatzel Edisboy. The both Yatzel Edisboy, the Klirishin and Klisheni, but Klirishin brings the thing you put in to Yatzel Edisboy. Klisheni does not bring the Yatzel Edisboy. It says the Rash, even if you see it, Yatzel Edisboy, you pour in water, and you see the water now is hot, the whole water is Yatzel Edisboy. It says the Rashba, that's not because of the water got hot. It's because the water gets mixed in with all the water, but the original water that you put in is not Yatzel Edisboy. Because it's Tarubis, that's where Yatzel Edisboy. Now we don't have the famous Shaila that they made experiments, that's a plastic bag, with some water inside, and put into Klisheni. Now there's no swab of the Rashba that's Ma'ariv, it doesn't get mixed up. They take out the plastic bag, put in a thermometer, and see, it's Vada, it's Yatzel Edisboy. So some people say, you see the Matthias is not like the Rashba, but Kamuvan, the Vada, the Mazbe, the Rashba means the only thing that the din of Klisheni is if it can make the thing Yatzel Edisboy. In such a case, the Rashba holds that's like the Rashba's Mazba Ambati. Ambati, that would be like Ambati, that would be Zechotzer. In other words, he says, the head of Klisheni is when the Klisheni in Oifin, that's not going to make the thing Yatzel Edisboy. If it's not going to make, you make the experiments, so by the way, it's like Ambati. Zechotzer. I don't know. But this, I think, Shav Zalman made this, he tried it out. According to the Rashba, all the place can bring the halacha, we learn them on like the Rashba, Bukhlal, they bring rice, all the other Yishayim hold, there's no difference in temperature, even if you bring this stuff you put into Yatzel Edisboy, Klisheni, it's not Mavashal, we don't hold like Shita, Rashba, we hold like other Yishayim. Now, my Mamuska, just to see from another thing from here, we spoke at Rav Moshe, here you see another time, Masayinenu Rosh is Lav Kum. Why? Because we spoke all in the beginning when we start Shinit Ches. What's called Mavushal Kotzorka B'mayim? Big Machlikis. Some people say Malar is Sichois. Some people say no. As soon as Mayim gets Yatzel Edisboy, that's Mavushal Kotzorka. Now, if you ask me, what's Kali Abishal? I'll tell you the first thing is Kali Abishal is water. Water. Because water to get Yatzel Edisboy, you put it on, it gets Yatzel Edisboy in a minute. The water gets 1-3 Yatzel Edisboy. From here we see, you can say, make water Yatzel Edisboy. And it's not, you put into Klisheni, you water Yatzel Edisboy, and the Loch is not Bishul Bukhlal, and Adarabe, the Kamat, the only thing we have left, that's not, Vadai, not Kali Abishul, is water. Mayim Bishemin. That means you can take water, and put it in boiling hot Klisheni, and it becomes boiling hot, and we said, it's Yatzel Edisboy, it's called Mavushal Kol Tzorkoi, some place can hold. Mavushal Kol Tzorkoi. No, it's not Bishul. That means we see, what Shainenu Rois, just because it's you good enough for you to drink a tea or coffee does not mean that it's a bishul. Masinim raises love kumi and bishul b'mayim is from the things we have left. Zicher not mikale habishul and meli. Even though we see it, it looks the same to you. They're both Yatzel Edisboy. No, you put it on top of the fire. That's bishul. You made Yatzel Edisboy, and to put into klisheni, you made Yatzel Edisboy. That's not mavushul. It's a whole separate entity. Somebody has a klisheni, it's very, very hot, it's not cooked. And the Beis Yosef in Yerodeo, in Simen Kuf Hey, over there to put in the new one, the Sif base, it says in Das of Tzitzvis, the Afilu Male Resichoitz v'klisheni. Ke'en sh'oyah v'klisheni en mavashol. You took it off the fire, and it's still bubbling. Not take off the fire, you take off the klisheni and put it in the next pot, and the water is so hot. The bubbles coming up in the klisheni. It says enu avashol. It says klisheni klal godolu. It's not mashbashol b'shum ponim. And b'shezer says dem loyken loyhava loy letalmud al listoim v'loy ma klisheni avashol. It says klisheni shavir merutochin. It can't pull the tzorcha tzavon. Avon noishim lo tzorcha tzamchoy v'zeh. It should be mechalik. How hard is it? It doesn't make any chalukim. It says klisheni avashol. That means it's not all in heat b'chol. And this is the chaznish in your day. Simon says it's vov. Says the chaznish is madgish. Says the chaznish v'nimtzo. After he brings down the sugi, he says v'nimtzo. Madrega tachoim gavoya in the klisheni, ain't mavashal. If you show klisheni, you put your thermometer in, see it's at high temperature. Klisheni ain't mavashal. You put your thermometer into klirishon, which is much less, much cooler than that. But Yatzel Edisboy, it's a klirishon, it's mavashal boy. This is what comes out from the maskon. It's not only heat bachal. Klirishon is mavashal. Klisheni is not mavashal. You still need a head a dover. Tesis is something on the furnace. We have to know what the pshat in tesis is. So now, the first tip we have to see for this is the yud irreclusion. Irreclusion is big machos, place brings down 3 days in the Rishonim. What's irreclusion? Irreclusion has a din of clearishon, or Iri Klirishon and Jinnah Klisheni, or Machalik Zirishonim, at 30 years old, no, it's not a Klirishon, it's not a Klisheni, it's Mavashol Kadei Klipo, because we hold, Tato Govar, the bottom is cold, when you put on heat on top of cold, Adem Mekelo Bola, so maybe the 30 years old is Mavashol Kadei Klipo. Now, according to Aloch HaLamayit, the place can hold this Kadei Klipo, it's also the point, even if something very sick, doesn't make a difference, it's Mavashol Kadei Klipo. The egg like tal, once the tiny, the whole kadei klipa is owned by thin things. Because kadei klipa, that's something very sick. You make kadei klipa, it's gonish, the mice, we hold not that way. We hold, you take a fat, something very fat, ear clarition, is mevashel. How much is mevashel? So the lost now, the priest and the makor, it's already in the ritz one of the door that I'm giving on the base. The mevashel, Michael ben Rusoi. So mevashel, it takes a second to happen, you look at it after, it's not mevashel called sorkoi. It's Mavashal, ke Michael ben Rusoi, and Michael ben Rusoi is going to be awesome. Okay. What? You want to say you learn out from here? You want to put a note that it's Michael ben Rusoi? I don't know, but there's a chiddush in this Mishra Yosef Kadam Lam Tesla, we didn't learn it. Mishra Yosef learns, it's a Mashal Maichel Maichel Ben Rusoi, Legamri. That means, according to Mishra Yosef, once you pour once on top of the leaves, you don't say the second time it's going to cook a little more. Once the ear clears on the leaves, it's a Mavushal Maichel Ben Rusoi, Legamri, that means whatever Maichel Ben Rusoi is, and you pour, the next time you pour, we don't say it's going to maybe cook a little more, you just pour it again. In other words, if you do it before Shabbos, if you go on Shabbos, take a look at the end of Mishra Yosef, it's the end, take a look at Mamish, the last words of Sharitians of Kotan Samach Gimel. Aval the Inyan Kadei Klipa, so much Hili is important before showers, then you'll have to see. Aval the Inyan Kadei Klipa, the Nitzaysev Bishel Klau Be'iri Yasheni. The Chamaichel Ben Yisrael, Kvam Estomen Et Bashel Be'iri Yarishon. It means according to Mishra Bura, once you get this Kadei Klipa, it's Mavashel Vadai, Chamaichel Ben Yisrael, and it's finished. Chamaichel Ben Yisrael is finished, you could do it on Shabbos again, there's no problem, because it's really Yem Bishel HaKabishel, copy. The Michael that made this show, maybe only there because it's very thin. I hear. And once a time, maybe only by Tilly you had this Vada, but other things maybe you don't have this Vada. I hear. Okay, so now, the question is, why is there a problem Bachlal to do Iri Klirish on a Shabbos? What's the problem? It's mixing Kamachel Ben Rusoi. What's the problem Kamachel Ben Rusoi? Is also the cooks on the Kamachel Ben Rusoi? We say Sifkot Nalef. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's learn the Mishnah Berurah inside Sifkot Nalef. All the way in the beginning when it speaks about the Zagdome, says the Mishnah Berurah like this. One second. Hinyach Bosa, middle of the Mishnah Berurah, but was starting by the wide line. Hinyach Bosa Gabi Gacholim. In it starts the Gemurah Kishir Gregor Schayev. Yeah. Vafilim Loer is the Gemurah. Kamachel Ben Rusoi. The second word line, Gamkin Chayiv, Elo, the Bozesh, Eino, it's the Gemurah, and it's only Kamachem and Yisrael, Torach Shia Bosa, Tzoli Mishneh, Tzoli Mishal Bosa Dafke. Only on both sides. One second. Vim Lav Potur, Ken Kosa, Varambam, Shom Balochei. Mechozo, in Echad, Rav Yisrael, Yesh, Mechol Gam, he says, the Sharatins of Kotten Hay, he brings an hour sif. And he says, Achal, Kolik Adin, Shuska, Begemore, Now, Kamachel ben Rusoi bin Mishnah Tzodim Dafka, Yesh Lain, Bema Dehuske, Besif Tes, in the old ones, and the new ones, they put it to Besif Yud, Uv Mogan Avram Shom Besif Kort Namad Beis, Yidim Avasha Kadei Klipo, Mavur Shom Beis Achroinim, Dehu, Kamachel ben Rusoi, the whole Iri, the Avasha Kadei Klipo is Michael ben Rusoi. Frek Tuchov Tzchaim, Aloi, Rak Betad Echod, The Loi Odif, Nal Gabi Gecholim, to pour Iri Kurishin is not going to be better, not going to be stronger than putting on top of Gecholim on Shabbos. So Mele, and we don't find, whatever he's saying over here, the Rabbanon! Says in Mishmur, V'eshem, Mishmur, V'kom okim, Yisur, the Rabbanon, Yesh, Abu, Udav, HaChodosh, V'tzorachim, V'chodze. Mishmur says, say that, but says, every answer, Yesh, the Rabbanon. But the Mai says, there's no Makor, there's such a thing. There's no Makor, there's such a thing. What's the problem to do the Chatzchil, and Michael Ben Yisrael, Mitzad Echol? Mishmur doesn't say Chatzishu on this case. He doesn't say Chatzishu on this case. We can find it afterwards. He's talking about the rest of it. To cook something, he's not talking about Mitzad Echot. Shvi Sabbath says it. Oh, how do you know? I'm saying that. Shvi Sabbath. Enoch Hanami. Shvi Sabbath. 1 second. Mr. Brewer says, this is the Rabbonon. We're talking Bechozer. So according to Mr. Brewer, Sifyut, what are we dealing with? Sifyut, Irikliisha, we're dealing with Isid Rabbonon. It's very important to know. Irikliisha, it's make not communis. We're dealing with Isid Rabbonon, according to Mr. Brewer. Says Mr. Brewer, he doesn't even know what the Makor is, but this is Tochlem and Isid Rabbonon. Now he's saying Shvi Sabbath, which is correct. Shvi Sabbath wants a Taina as a din of a Chatzi Shir. Why? He says, because if we base Tadon be Dereis, it's Chosib Starufi, it's a Chatzi Shir. Mr. Brewer didn't learn like that. And there's another Mr. Brewer we spoke about last time. Mr. Brewer seems, it's not a Raya Vadoish, we spoke about to put the Issa around the pot. When Mr. Brewer says, it's going to get cooked a little bit, it's not going to get Kedei Machu Ben Rishoyd, Be'alocha. It's not going to get Kedei Machu Ben Rishoyd, Mashmoy says, if you're not Machavim or something, there's no problem to cook something less than Machu Ben Rishoyd. At least when you're doing it, when you're not Kavon for that. Mashmoy says, is it Rabona? So the pastor is according to Mr. Brewer, this Sif Yud is it Rabona? Says all the Pesachim, says Amoshe, Rai Brewer, if it's Zom Dakin, if it's Dak, I mean, David, they got that one to sign the whole Sifyud, when it says Irik Lurishim Vashak, the clip is only by Dvorm Dakin. We don't hold that way. We hold even by Dvorm Ovim, there's a problem, Smach Ben Rishoy Mitzadecho, there's somebody said Rabbon. And according to the Sifyud Shabbos, maybe even Chatzis Osman Atzira. Check that, but Mr. Burr says it's Rabbon. However, when it's something sin, then it's Zichar Bishol Dai Raisa. What's the Raya? It says Ramoshe, where's Ramoshe? It says Ramoshe means right in the case by Kemach. The case of Kemach is Ramoshe in Chelek Aleph, Sevesim Tzadik Gimel. It says, the Rishon being down, it says if somebody pours, if somebody has a Shemit Tzumtzum of Kemach for Shir Chala, and does Irik Lurishon on top, and now, the halach is, it's Potem Chala. Why? Because part of it's Mevushal, and Mevushal is not considered Lechem. So what do we see? We see Irik Lurishon, you put on top of Kemach, Menatera Yepota from Chala. So Irik Lurishon by Dabad Dak is Zichar Os Menatera. So Zochin Ludin. Right. Kemach. Kemach is Dak. Is Dak?
More than Dak.
You mean Mechal between Dak and Dak? Ramosha says, you see, by Dabad Dak, so my like this. When we're dealing with Irik Lurishon, is it the Raisa, is it the Rabbonon, the heaviest Mavuran in Chazal, the Gemore, Dabad Dak is a Bishol de Raisa. Kum mevushal, it's not called lechem, you're part of mechala.
Which duck?
I don't know if it's between duck and duck.
No,
duck. Duck mean a duck? I don't know.
No, which
duck? However, by a dova of, the halacha is, it's only the rabbonim. Just one more nekuda in this Mishnah Berurah over here. What about, now we're talking about, once we have to be madgish, maybe we'll get back to a different time, we're talking about iri, tefil, someone iri shaloinim zaka kiluach. Iri shaloni sakat kiloach and lochem amazber the chavazdas and tzadik beis is mazber the sworn iri shaloni sakat kiloach means we still have the tefanish that macham moish face with. It's still mekosher to the tefanish. Shaloni sakat kiloach means it's still connected to the top part. So mele is still mekosher to the tefanish shehuchem ubaor. So mele still has the koach of bishul. And what is the face? Why is it not bishul? So face, you know why? For different sugi and shas. There's a sugi and shas tator gover. You have a koach of bishul. They put a koach of bishul on something car. Zaloche! Tato gover! Makes that not bishul. Means Bethan has a kach of bishul, we still mechubit to Tfanis. The reason why it's only a kadei klipa, that's for a separate reason. Bethan should cook everything. The reason kadei klipa, I have to make a labola from the bottom part, as they state in Chazal. So now, says the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah for some reason, it could be, we'll see now, I guess, the Mishnah. Let's just read the Mishnah, finish off. Mishnah came on the Mawasha kadei klipa. Also, we'll get back to this in half a minute. In the year, the head of Alain shall nisa kakiluach. He doesn't say it's mutl chatchila nisa kakiluach, but the pastor says mutl even chatchila. The nisa kakiluach is mutl chatchila. For some reason, he puts it this way, but according to the column in your day, by nisa kakiluach is not cliche. Nisa kakiluach is really not connected. Not mavashal anything. It's not mavashal. It's not bishul. It's cliche. It's cliche. So, even though the Mishmur said it, they didn't be the evet kilo. Bethlehem, this whole sif is talking about this iru of sifyud, is talking about iru shaloinu zaka kiluach. I don't know, but the sifyud is talking about iru shaloinu zaka kiluach, nif zaka kiluach is in of klisheni, even though Mishabur puts it in like the derech agav, but the yevid, the chari of the pasha says, even the chathchil, unless somebody knows, not the way. Now, this one thing, vafil with the yevid also, why is it also with the yevid? Somebody did iru klishen, four on top of it, is also with the yevid. Why is it also with the yevid? Maite Shabbos. Machlokes Yeshayim, I don't hope it's long faces. 3 days in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim do the Chatchile. Klisheni. Do the Chatchile. Who asked the Shaila? What? No, but even Tadechad is only according to the Rishonim that hold that Iri is Mavashal Kadei Klipo. But some Rishonim say Iri is Klisheni. Say it, but yeah. You can be saying on the going, but say that. Ask on the going or third. No, that's probably the machlokes. What's that? Wait, I'm later ready. Just one more phrase. Who asked this question? Mr. Burr asked this question. This is the question of Mr. Burr. Let's go back all the way back to Mr. Shabbos. Now we'll understand what Mr. Burr writes in parentheses. In Sivkotan, where is it? Sivkotan Aleph. Sivkotan Beis, all the way to end. Sivkotan Beis is the Mishavur says, V'chol she'esh sopik plukta means, if there's some people that says mutal chathchile, there's no problem of Maiseh Shabbos. Since the whole issue is the Abonon, made by a sopik, the Abonon could be mikul, Sveka the Abonon lukula. Shemigodon, chenze, Dr. Mishavur, V'ayin b'sivkotan lamed Beis. Sivkotan lamed Beis doesn't mean him, he means the Mugnavrom Sivkotan lamed Beis, which is this Mugnavrom that he brings down, V'chorchin k'tas. Mishavur brings down over here. Sivkot Lamed Beis. Mishavur says that Iroi Shalodim the Iroi B'Dievet is also the Klipa is also. Mishavur brings down Tzorchin Ktas because the Ma'aseh some Hashem say even the Rambam do the Chatchila with Tzorchin Ktas. So you have to say that the Hashem aren't put on a locha b'chlal. So we don't pass on B'Dievet, but Mishavur does glide Tzorchin Ktas B'Dievet. Says Kama Hashem to all those that go L'Chaim. Shkoyach for bringing Kol Yisrael Sanim for show and tell. And Kol Echad Tzeedach V'Darker L'Shalom L'Chaim L'Shalom is B'Shlichis Reish Chabure and Rav Nochem V'Kevish B'Matzliach V'Mamshach T'Shteigen and this B'Zerchet Atloch HaMeichai L'Ocho.